Tzivos Yerushalmi corresponding to Tzivos Bavli, Daf Tes Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Medes at the Mishnah, which is the beginning of the second parak, Ha'isha Shinis Amala. Ha'isha Shinis Amala, or Shinis Gausha, Yoy Meres Basula Nisaisi, Vuhu Oymer Leki Ela Amana Nisaisich, Im Yesh Eidim Shet Yatz Vahinuma, Vahosh Efarua, Ksubasa Masayim. The Mishnah says that a widow or divorcee claims that she was a virgin when she was married, and he says that she was already a widow. If witnesses say that she had a hinuma, which is a type of myrtle or veil around her, and she had uncovered hair at the chuppah, her ksuba is 200. Rav Yochanan ben Brekah omer af chiluk klayos raya. Rav Yochanan ben Brekah says even if they distributed parched grain at the chuppah, this proves that she was a virgin. The Gemara says nicha shinis garsha is almana miyoyu. The Gemara says, granted, if she was divorced, she claims that she was a basula. If she was widowed, who claims? Hayoshim, the answer is, his heirs claim. V'halchacha v'ayiv v'ayiv anisayis basula is nisayis, amamiyata basula nisayis. The Gemara asks, we should follow the majority. Most who are married are basulais when they marry. If so, we should say that she was a basula when she married. So it's a mes shle hilchu l'mes ad-din. We should say, b'mamayin acharev. The answer is, this teaches that in monetary cases, we don't follow the majority. Tamantaninan, shoshinog kasapara, vinimsa, uboa basida, rivoiv aporis, nepilois, amamia machmas negicha hepila. The Mishnah says, if an ox gored a cow and a dead calf is near the cow, and we don't know if the calf was born before the goring and died by itself, or after the goring and died due to the goring, do most cows miscarry? Surely they don't. You should say that it miscarried due to the goring. Why does the Mishnah say that he pays only half the usual damage for damage to the calf, meaning due to the suffix? Amri Yavol, Zaysameris, Shulehilchu, Lemesadin, Bermamain, Shse Achaharev. Amri Yavol says, this teaches that in monetary cases, we don't follow the majority. Amri Avun, Vedavar Echad, Holcho, Lemesadin, Shse Bermamain Achaharev. Amri Avun said, in one matter, we follow the majority in monetary cases, Kadol Zatani, Rabbi Acha, Gamal Shahaya Oiche ben Agamalim, Venimsa Sham Echa Mehem Meis, Chayev, and Yahim Oiche Shahaya Oiche Noshchai. Rav Acha taught an advisor, if a camel was mating amongst camels and one of them was found dead, the owner of the mating camel is liable. They say that the one that was mating was the one that bit it. Tanu Mana Bakafaboy, Evi Eidim Shahayev Le Chamishim, Vechia Rabba Oime Nishba Alashar. If one claimed you owe me 100 and he denied it, he brought witnesses that he owed 50, but Chia Rabba says that he paid 50 and swears to deny the rest. Partial admission obligates a shura on the rest and all the more so witnesses which are stronger than admission. V'yachan Oimer, Eino Nishba Lashar, V'yachan says he does not swear on the rest. Mishnaim Oichvim Batalas Lamad V'chia Rabba. V'chia Rabba learns from the Mishnah about two who are holding a talas. The Tanin and Taron, because we have a Mishnah over there in Maseches Bava Metzia. Shnaim Oichvim Batalas, Zerayim Me'ani Mesasir, Zerayim Me'ani Mesasir, Zer Shetoshas Bechetzia, Kamevi Eidim, Shechetzia Shalai, Valai Eimer, Kola Shali. Zer Shetoshas Bechetzia, Kamevi Eidim, Shechetzia Shalai, Valai Eimer, Kola Shali, Nishpa Shetoshetzia Shalai. Mishnah says if two are holding a talus, this one said I found it, and that one said I found it. This one who is holding half, he is like one who is bringing witnesses that he owns half. And the other says, it's all mine, and this one who is holding half, also he's like one who brings witnesses that he owes half, and the other says, it's all mine. He swears that half is his. V'lei shmiya, dam revila, b'shem rev Yochanan, takanas shvurihi, shlehi adam roya es chavira b'shuk, v'aim alai talis sha'alecha, shalihu, v'ayu chalik imi talisha. The Gemara rejects that. The one who said that he learned from here, didn't he hear that Revila said in the name of Yochanan, the oath of that Mishnah is an enactment in the Midrabanan, lest one see his friend in the market and say to him, the talis on you belongs to me, come and split your talis with me. He can't learn from it, but he hears law that Midrabanan he must swear. But the Avin Meshem Rav Moide Chavive Bishtar. The Avin quoting Rav said, my dear uncle Revila agrees about a document that he need not swear about the rest. Hey Chavida, what's the case? Tanu mana v'kafa boy v'hitzi shtar shuchayav lechamishim ein loy elechamishim. The answer is he claimed 100 from him and he denied it. He took out a document saying that he owes 50 and he gets only 50. There's no shura on the rest because there is a shibud land of lien to pay a document and we don't swear about a shibud of land. Rav Yosi Rabun, Nishmini Menado, Kesev Silain, Tiinun, Venifraku, and Pachos Mishnaim, Vikam Ve'elech, Amal Ve'oime, Chamesh Ve'aloi Ve'oime, Shnaim, Ve'naze Oime, Hoyol Ve'oida, Menataina, Yishova. And the Gemara rejects that Rav Yosi Rabun brings from a Baisa, if a document says silver slime that are, and the number was raised, it cannot be listened to. If he claims more than this, means the lender claims 5, and the borrower says 2, then as I says, since he admitted to part of the claim, he swears. Chacham say the admission is not from the claim. There was no question about 2, the claim was for another 3, and he totally denied that. Chacham exempt because the admission is not from the claim, but if the admission was from the claim, all agree that he is liable to swear. They don't exempt due to the shibud of the land. Therefore, if one totally denied a loan and a document proves that he owes part, he must swear about the rest. And the Gemara suggests, and here in our Mishnah, is it not as if the admission is from the claim and he must swear? And the Gemara rejects that, no, all agree that he owes her 100. It is if she claims that he owes her another 100 and he doesn't admit to her, and therefore the onus of proof is on the one who's trying to extract the money.